The central panel had been tiled into a score or more of feed frames, each showing a separate scene from some part of the sprawling, world-encircling battle zone. Several audio channels were muttering in the background, the only sound in the somber hush.
"I found out why they opened fire while you were in mid-rebuttal," Ash unexpectedly said to Greg. "It happens that the Vashutkin message was made on a Sorek data slate, which is a command-level piece of equipment aboard Tigran ships, and it was recorded nearly an hour before it was widecast. Best of all, there was a sharp message in Sindrukan encrypted into one of its layers, which said, 'Operation Reclaim now commencing.' In other words, it was a signal."
"So Becker was involved," Greg said. "But if that was over an hour ago, they could be getting up to any kind of deviltry, and we have no way of knowing what it is. Unless..."
Ash shook his head. "That damned interference is still blanketing the colony. Nothing but garbled static."
The face of the Imbecil Commander First Proposer Canliff appeared at one side of the screen.
"Lieutenant Ash, I have some unfortunate news. It appears that the remainder of the Imbecil fleet has encountered a second wave of attackers in hyperspace. I'm afraid that the fleet's High Initiator has decided to turn back and to see if an alternative route can be found. On a less regretful note, I can report that our probes have sent back an interesting morsel of information, relaying it to you now."
Greg's heart sank, appalled that his own inner speculations could turn out to be true. Another frame popped up on the screen, showing the lush green curve of the forest moon Niviesta. The visual zoomed forward in stages, finally revealing the ship that was hanging there in stationary orbit on the other side of the moon, a massive and distinctive-looking ship, weapons jutting from stepped layers of decks.
"It is the hegemony flagship, the Dominion of Light," said the First Proposer. "I believe that we should gather our strength and attack it. The Earth Sphere captains have already agreed."
Ash hesitated, and Greg thought, even half hoped, that he'd decline what would almost certainly be a suicide mission. Then he gravely nodded.
"Two-part assault," he said. "The Earthers and ourselves go in hot to draw off the escort while your ships stealth up close to the flagship stern, targeting the drives."
"Well deduced, Lieutenant. We shall move out in 3.5 minutes by your reckoning."
The Imbecil vanished, and Ash rapped out a series of orders and course changes. Suddenly, the air was electric.
"Mr. Cameron, as a civilian, you have no formal rank or combat function aboard the Silverlance. I can put you off in an escape pod slotted for a touchdown on Niviesta, if that is what you wish."
Greg laughed.
"You probably know that this assault is stupid, right? So, basically, the plan is that we're not going to make it out alive. But since no plan survives contact with the enemy, we could well get through it by the skin of our teeth. So, aye, count me in."
The Tigran smiled openly and shook his head.
"You make madness sound almost sane."